Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Imagine a beautiful afternoon. The sun is shining and you get to enjoy it all because you just sat down on your John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what it's like to drive a John Deere mower, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Hi, Laura. I enjoyed your recent episode about having multiple retirement accounts, but I was really hoping to hear you talk about using a 403b and a 457b together. My understanding is that I can have both of these accounts being a college professor, and I think that's uncommon knowledge. As a matter of fact, I had an accountant tell me that I couldn't have both, but based on the IRS website, I believe I can, and that they have separate contribution maximum. So I was wondering if you wouldn't mind addressing that issue on a future episode. Thanks so much. I really love the show.
Thank you so much, anonymous caller, for your kind words and great question. I'm going to answer it in this show. We'll cover who can have 403b and 457b retirement plans. We'll cover the account rules and whether you can max out both accounts in the same year. Hey, friends, welcome back to Money Girl. I'm Laura Adams, an award-winning author and personal finance expert who's been bringing you tips and advice every week since 2008 with over 41 million downloads. I'm also a money speaker, and I work with select brands doing on-camera and writing work as a financial spokesperson and consumer advocate. Please reach out if you're interested in collaborating for a speaking event or PR campaign. As always, you can reach me using my contact page at lauradadams.com. That's also where you can learn more about my work, books, and money courses. You can also leave a message, a show topic, or a money question by calling 302-364-0308, just like our anonymous caller did. Okay, so let's start by reviewing 403b retirement plans. Now, if you ever wondered why workplace retirement plans have such strange names, it's because they come from the numbered sections of the IRS tax code that created them. So a 403b is a sister account to the well-known 401k retirement plan, but it's not a twin. There are a few differences. Both accounts allow workers to save for retirement. However, a 401k is only available for private sector companies. But if you work for a tax-exempt organization, like a public school, university, hospital, church, or a nonprofit entity, they can offer workers a 403b. Now, compared to a 401k, the investment options in a 403b may be somewhat limited. However, they often include annuity contracts. In fact, years ago, they were known as a tax-sheltered annuity, or TSA. Another difference is that a 403b often has a faster vesting schedule than a 401k, so that allows employees to fully own employer matching or profit-sharing funds more quickly. For 2023, you can contribute up to $22,500 or $30,000 if you're over 50 to either a 401k or a 403b if you've got multiple employers that each offer those accounts. That's because the annual limit gets aggregated for those plan types. In addition, some 403bs may even allow additional catch-up contributions for those over 50 with 15 or more years of service with their employer. So it could be something like an extra $3,000. So maybe $33,000 could be your 403b limit if you're over 50, but it does vary by the plan. Both a 401k and a 403b allow traditional and Roth contributions. As you probably will remember from hearing previous shows about retirement accounts, traditional contributions are tax deductible, and your earnings grow tax deferred until you make withdrawals in retirement. At that point, both those contributions and earnings are taxable. But Roth contributions get taxed up front. In other words, they are non-deductible, and you can withdraw them, both the contribution and earnings, entirely tax-free in retirement. All right, so that's an overview of a 403b and how it compares to a 401k. Now, let's talk about a 457b retirement plan. These have key differences from a 403b and 401k. First, a 457b is typically only available to workers of state and local governmental agencies. I want to also note that there is a 457f. This is for tax-exempt organizations that want to offer it to their executives or highly compensated employees. But we're just going to cover the rules for the 457b in this show. For 2023, you can contribute the same amount to a traditional or Roth 457b as most other workplace retirement plans. It's $22,500 or $30,000 if you're over 50. However, the annual limit for the 457 does not get aggregated with other retirement plan types. It stands on its own. It's independent. In addition, 3 years before your declared retirement age, you may be eligible to double the standard contribution limit. So let me give you an example. For 2023, the 457b catch-up provision could make you eligible to contribute $45,000. That would be the standard contribution of $22,500 times two. The catch-up amount depends on how much you contributed in previous years. So it allows you to kind of make up for years when you did not max out the plan. So if you didn't max out the plan in, you know, previous years, you probably have some additional money that you can put into these catch-up contributions. So you want to be sure to get guidance from your 457 benefits administrator when you're approaching your desired retirement age so you can make sure and contribute the highest possible amount. Another benefit of a 457b is that it does not impose a 10% early withdrawal penalty if you leave your job and are younger than age 59 and a half. With other retirement accounts, that 59 and a half is the point at which you don't have to pay an early withdrawal penalty. But with 457, they're saying, hey, you know, if you want to retire early, we're not going to make you pay that 10% early withdrawal penalty. Now, you still have to pay income tax on those withdrawals if they were not previously taxed, if they were in a traditional 457B.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
So, who qualifies for a 403b and a 457b? While some employers will only offer a 457b, workers in higher education typically get both a 457b and a 403B, like our anonymous caller. And when both are available, there's good news. You can max out both accounts. That is an excellent way to supercharge your retirement savings. And that's possible because, as I mentioned, the 457 contribution limit doesn't get aggregated with other account limits. It stands on its own. For 2023, when you have a 457B and a 403B, and you're under 50, you could contribute $22,500 to each account for a total of $45,000. Now, if you're over 50, you could put $30,000 in each plan for a total of $60,000. And if you're over 50 and your 457 has that three-year catch-up provision that I mentioned that allows you to kind of supercharge it, you could put $45,000 in the 457 and $30,000 in your 403B for a total of $75,000. And if you've worked for your employer for at least 15 years, you may be eligible to contribute even more to the 403B, depending on what your plan allows. And when we're talking about these big contribution limits, I want to note that any retirement plan's contributions are limited to 100% of your compensation. So if your gross wages are less than the maximum limit, you can only contribute an amount equal to your wages for the year. So if you have both a 403B and a 457B, you may wonder, well, you know, what's the best strategy? What if you're not sure if you can max out both? Well, if you are fortunate enough to have both, I'm going to recommend that you max out the 403B first and then contribute to the 457. That's because the 403B is likely to have a match if you're not eligible for a pension. But let's say you are eligible for a pension. In that case, maxing out your 457 first is likely best. However, I recommend that you consult with a financial advisor for the best strategy to maximize your benefits based on your goals, any employer contributions that you're receiving, and other retirement accounts that you may be using. If you work for your state or local government, you've got some excellent employee benefits to take advantage of. And if you work for a public school, college, or university, you may be able to max out a 403B and a 457B plan, effectively doubling your tax-advantaged retirement savings. Thanks again to the anonymous caller for this show topic. I hope it's been helpful. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg with editing by Adam Cecil. Our advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchins. And our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.